He's 40 feet 8 inches overall, 12 foot 6 inches beam. She draws about 2 feet 8 inches of water. She's a raised deck Chesapeake Bay dead rise cruiser that can go to sea and take it. Harold built her, and he knows, and she's been out there in the heavy stuff and proved herself all right. She's powered with a Gray 671 with a 2-to-1 reduction gear. She turns a 1916 wheel, and the motor has been run less than 75 hours. In other words, the darn thing is pretty near new. Her framing is white oak. All the planking is number one Gulf Cypress, except the two bottom planks, which are Washington fir. The other bottom planking is number one Gulf Cypress. Now, Harold's been transferred, you know. He's out in St. Louis. Is it St. Louis? Chicago, is it? Yeah, he's been transferred to Chicago as an engineer for Columbia. And he's got his boat here. And he can't spare the time nor the money to take the boat from here to Chicago, so he has it for sale. And here's a grand boat, beautifully built boat. Got gasoline capacity 80 gallons, fresh water 30 gallons, sleeps 6 persons very conveniently. She cruises to 10 and 11 miles an hour, top speed 14, and she's fully equipped with the exception of the interior lights, which can be installed for approximately $25. As a matter of fact, her running lights are installed, but they're not hooked up. Wouldn't take much. Now, you can get in touch with me about Forey's boat or call a fella named Dick Hall. Dick Hall at 200 Rhode Island Avenue Northeast. Call him at Michigan 5457. Michigan 5457, and he'll be glad to show you Forey's boat, which is a honey. It's 38, 22 minutes of 7 o'clock. It's 41, 19 minutes to 7 o'clock. Wait a minute. I want to make sure if I heard something right. What lady done that? 7:19 is the time. Generally fair and cooler today, the man says. It's going to be a nice day. You better come on, get up. You better come on, get up. You better come on, you better come on, you better come on, get up. Yeah, do 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 do. How do you like Pepsi Cola, Mother? You like Pepsi Cola? Why don't you get a lot of it and keep it around the house and serve it to the kids when they come home from school? It won't hurt them. It's good for them. Wholesome, healthful, made from the essence of pure fruit juices. You couldn't hurt anybody with it. And its tangy fruit flavor appeals to young and old alike. And it's only 5 cents. 5 cents for a big 12-ounce bottle that contains 2 full glasses. Or 2 glasses full. Now, why don't you order the handy carry-home carton? 6 bottles of Pepsi-Cola. The price is only six for a quarter. Get that? 6 for a quarter. When you buy 6 of them, you get 1 free. Buy it straight, it's 5 cents a bottle. 6 for a quarter. And the carton is easy to carry, handy to store, convenient for returning the empty bottles. Drink Pepsi-Cola. 6:42 in the off, 17 in the off minutes of 7:00.
Looky here, partner. What's all this highfalutin whistling about? Why are you so happy?
Well, I tell you, Butch, it goes like this. In the evening when I climb down from my saddle, oh, yippee-yay, yippee-yay. There's a new moon on the sage, my cares skedaddle. Yippee-yo, yippee-yay. When the ride on the range, you'll understand. It's a heaven on earth, it's a promised land. In the evening when I climb down from my saddle, yippee-i-yo, yippee-i-yo. Where the deer and the antelope roam, it's the place that I call home sweet home. In the evening when I climb down from my saddle, I want to say, oh, yippee-i-yay.
Minutes is 7:00. This is the Sundial, WJSV, Washington, D.C. The music is Record D. Hey, you know Pilcher? Pilcher? I have a funny feeling this morning that my few words here are being set aside, so to speak, for posterity. I don't know why. I just have a hunch. I'm not sure. Would you care to come and say a few words for posterity? Well, here's one that'll get you down, my friendly. It's 14 minutes to 7 o'clock. It says here, Arthur, please announce that there will be a midnight show tonight of the women. And how about the women treating the men to this show? It says, talking about style, wait till you see that gorgeous $250 nightgown. That is part of the Technicolor fashion show and the new picture, The Women. Fancy that, paying $250 for a nightie. Yeah, huh? Mine costs a dollar and a half, and I bet I sleep better than she does. I bet you. Well, anyway, MGM has screened Claire Booth's malicious, delicious play that's a riot of revelations about our own sex. You know, men is what I'm talking, men. Norma Shearer, Joan Crawford, Rosalind Russell had 100% female cast. Did you see the play? Oh, boy, the gossip and the rumor and the scandal flies on the wings of the wittiest dialogue you've ever heard. Luxury beauty parlors, homes, and hotels. Oh, pardon me. I've always wondered what I'd do if I had to sneeze on the air. Now I know. Where was I? Luxury beauty parlors, homes, and hotels are the background for this exciting, penetrating play that's all about women and their problems with men. The Women, the picture you must see, opens tomorrow at Lowe's Palace Theater. It's quite a picture. Quite a picture. $250 for a nightie. How about it, Goody? Would you go for one of those? $250 nightie? 11 and a half minutes of 7.
Thank you.
51 in the off, each in the off minutes of 7 o'clock. Has anybody got the misery in the muscles this morning? Hmm? Maybe you worked too hard or you played too hard. Hmm? And you're left with the sore, aching muscles. So you must try Minute Rub. MINITRUB, Minute Rub. It's a new and different way to help relieve any kind of muscle discomfort quickly. You just rub on the Minute Rub, and soon its counter-irritants and pain-relieving actions working together start bringing you real comfort. Minute Rub, it's grand for aching puppies, too. Oh. And it quickly helps relieve nervous havoc due to overwork or fatigue. Minute Rub is greaseless, it's stainless, and it's approved by Good Housekeeping. Get a tube from your drugstore today. Never be without this clavitude. Minute Rub, MINITRUB. Yeah, and yeah, 6:52 and a half. 7 and a half minutes of 7 o'clock, the 21st day of September. Fair and slightly cooler today. Fair and slightly cooler, the man saith. Mr. Harry Rainsberger Jr. has a birthday today. Hello, Mr. Rainsberger. Greetings from your family, friendly. Let me see what else is there here that you should know about, which you should. Oh, yes. A little message here from my neighbors out there in Virginia. The Council of the Town of Leesburg and the Leesburg Rotary Club have adopted resolutions urging the State Highway Commission of the Commonwealth of Virginia take steps to improve Virginia Route Number 7. That's the Leesburg Pike, you know, between Clark's Gap and Falls Church. Now, the chairman of the Highway Commission is urged to arrange for a public hearing of all governmental bodies, civic organizations, and their representatives. And when the date has been set, all officials, civic leaders, and citizens are urged to attend. So, let us all inform the chairman of the Highway Commission of our interest in the improvement of the Leesburg Pike and get him to have a public hearing, and let's hear what we folks have to say. The traffic on that road nowadays is something terrific. And it's the same old road that George Washington laid out many moons ago. It would be nice if we could get it widened and those blind hills and curves taken out of it, huh? So it's 5 and a half minutes before 7 o'clock. Here's a new Horace Height recording.
Thank you. far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney top. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow, why then, oh, why can't I? Happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why can't I?
Fifty-seven in the off, 2.5 minutes of 7 o'clock. Robert Williams. Robert William Hyde of Jackson Avenue in Riverdale is 2 years old today. Hello, Robert. Hugh Wiley of 16th Street Southeast is the birthday, and Mrs. Melby, greetings from your husband and sister. Oh, dear, somebody lost a gold heart-shaped baby's locket. Diamond chip on one side, the initials A.S. on the other. Was lost in Petworth. It's of sentimental value. If you found it, will you call Columbia 1943J? Thank you. 2 minutes of 7 o'clock. Prices on imported goods are going up, my friend, which is only natural. Furs, for example. Insurance rates for transferring furs from Central Europe have jumped 3,000%. 3,000% for insurance rates. Imagine the effect on the fur prices. Now, Zlotnik the furrier prepared. Months ago, Mrs. Zlotnik bought heavily of the choicest imported fur pelt. Now, these gorgeous furs are available at Zlotnik at original price levels. If you mean to buy a new fur coat, be forewarned by this good advice from Zlotnik the furrier. Now is the time to buy your furs. Gorgeous furs, original prices, at Zlotnik. Individual terms may be arranged. Zlotnik the furrier is at the sign of the Big White Bear, 12th and G Northwest. Drop in and see him, ladies. Zlotnik, spelled M-E-R-R-Y-M-A-N, Zlotnik. So it's 6:59 in the hour. 1.5 minutes before 7 o'clock. 21st day of September, the autumnal equinox. I think. I'll give you a gong when it's exactly 7. The sundial, WJSD, Washington, D.C. The music is recorded. Thank you.
Fish that look. Fish that look. Fish that look.
Hey, Jordo.
Hey, Nico.
Today, we are going to be bringing you music from North America.
North America. Yeah, that last song was a great example. It was by Abuela Malinalli. Malinalli means sweet grass, sweet herbs in Nahuatl. And the song she sung was called Papalotl, meaning butterfly. What do you got from North America?
I think what would work really well after that is a fiddle song. well, a tune, actually, from North America's great fiddle tradition, started in the Appalachians and the old time tradition of things, Roses in the Morning by Clyde Davenport.
And now for a modern take on instrumental music, American, North American instrumental music. Here's Mesquite Shade by Marissa Anderson, a guitarist from Portland, Oregon.
Of raven black hair. The rose is so red and the lily so fair. The myrtle so bright with its emerald dew, and the pale eremita with eyes of dark blue. He taught me to love, and he promised to love, to cherish me always, all others above. I awoke from my dream, and my idol was clay, and the passion for loving had faded away. He taught me to love, and he called me his flower that's blooming to cheer him through life's weary hour. But another has won him, oh misery to tell. He's left me no warning, no words of farewell. I'll dance and I'll sing, and my life shall be gay. I'll charm every heart in the crowd I survey. Though my heart now is breaking, he never shall know how his name makes me tremble, my pale cheeks to glow. I'll dance and I'll sing, and my life shall be gay. I'll stop this while grieving, while troubles away. I'll live yet to see him regret this dark hour, when he won and neglected this frail wildwood flower.
The Wildwood Flower.
That track is by Artis Moser, and the song itself became a pretty famous country song. Especially Dolly Parton is known to have popularized it, but it's a traditional song from before then.
Yeah, I know it is. I know the Carter Family version. I'm pretty sure that was a poem, actually, that they set to music, or that, you know, it was a poem that entered the folk tradition.
Do you know when exactly it was set to music?
I would say late 1800s.
Exactly. It's from a poem written by Maud Irving and set to music by Joseph Webster in the 1860.
So where are we going next? The Caribbean is North America, right?
That's true. I did have to research this because I really wanted to play the song. This is Franz Cassius, Nan Fon Boys.
Mwen kone nou kote na fom fwa, nou kote si wale warite. Mwen kone nou kote chok na fwa, nou kote si wale warite.
Beautiful. Where was that song from, Giordo?
Yeah, that was from Huasteca, also in the Caribbean, or should I say on the Caribbean, it's Mexico. It was called El Llorar, crying, weeping, and I think the vocal and the fiddle also expressed it.
Yeah, I'm struck by how the North American tradition is often just defined by these different fiddle styles and fiddle traditions that developed from kind of the melting pot of cultures that came in all of these different regions. And the next song I'd like to play is also more in the Appalachian tradition. It's called Look Down That Lonesome Road, and this version is by Gaither Carlton.